Listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm what they call...
Dave-licious.
You are what they call Joseph...
Sparkplug Erdo.
Erdo.
Because I get your engine going.
We got
going.
Trishus the Dishus.
No, just what? Trish the Dish.
Oh. And Eric the Braveheart with Kathleen the Beautiful.
She went to go get me a burrito.
Oh, really? Where? From what?
Del Taco.
Are they? They I have good ones?
No.
I like Del Taco.
I like Filberto's.
Alberto?
Quiet, Phil Joseph. You don't know anything about Mexican food.
Oh, yeah. How about that other one, Chipotle's? Do you like Chipotle's?
Chipotle.
Yeah, that's good.
How about...
Rubio's is good.
Which one? Oh, Rubio's.
It's expensive,
Qdoba.
But it's good.
Qdoba.
Qdoba? They're okay, yeah.
They're okay.
By the way, this is the OJ's singing For the Love of Money.
Ah.
We're celebrating the Money Monster today. So a lot of the early songs in today's show have to do with money, and then in our second hour, we're kind of transitioned in some other things. But I do want to mention I really, you know, I know I'm on the radio and I'm a film critic and everything.
Right.
But I think that I missed my calling. I should have been a baker.
Gigolo?
No, a baker. That would have been okay, too. But I think I should have been a baker.
A baker.
Because I've got the best buns in the biz.
Oh, my gosh.
I do.
Wow, he's really...
Carla Hall would be proud.
He's grooming himself with Gillette's and everything.
And hopefully Sarah Paxton would as well.
So maybe he will get that special somebody.
I think if Sarah's listening, she's probably not going to call
in. Yeah, now we know. If she doesn't call in...
It's Joseph's fault.
I'm sorry.
Are they
Joseph
Cinnabons?
But Sarah, the rest of us are normal.
Oh, normal. Normal.
Normality, it's called.
But we're
called.
Still fun.
You know, even though I'm not normal, I have integrity and honesty, and I'm very personable, much like someone else we know.
And you have four wheels.
I do have four wheels.
Four-wheel
drive. In my head.
You're right. And, of course, we're speaking about Alexander's All Care Automotive. It really is getting hot. You know, I think it was well over 100, right, the last couple of days?
Yeah, it was warm yesterday.
Yeah, it was very warm. Cars don't do very well, so get out there, get a maintenance or check.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was so hot, I went commando.
And wow. We're not going to talk about that, but okay. He's at 3310 East Thomas Road in Phoenix, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 602-956-3781. Call him, 602-956-3781. I was getting direction from our director here.
That's good.
That this chair was squeaking. Was it squeaking?
It was.
Oh.
It was.
It was a squeaky chair. Anyway, Alexander, great guy.
And you can't get an oil change on that. I'm sorry.
No.
It has. Well, he probably handles things that have five wheels,
yeah.
But...
Yeah, but definitely call him. He's... definitely the guy that's honest in the auto business.
Excellent. Well, you know what? And hopefully you'll get a good deal over there as well, because, you know, money is the word of the day today. No, not like root beer barrels. We won't scream today. I'm sorry, everyone. There we go. See, I promised in there, women.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I forgot what we were supposed to do with that.
I was just very delayed with root beer barrels, Ryan. So let's go root beer barrels.
All right. Well, check out breakradioshow.com for the archive if you want a little more information on what that is all about. But Money Monster opened up yesterday. The new movie that is directed by who, Dave? Clarice?
No. Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster?
Yeah, that was surprising to me.
Clarice.
No, she's a phenomenal. She is a phenomenal director.
Surprising. I didn't know she knew George Clooney.
Yeah, she actually directed Mel Gibson in The Beaver. I'm not kidding. He did. That was a really good. That was a good movie.
I don't remember.
It was about
that
the puppet.
Movie.
Mel Gibson was very. He was very sad, and he
produced
he,
by.
It was,
George Clooney.
Oh yeah, George Clooney was one of
George
the producers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So The Beaver. Very good movie.
Never saw it.
Also, it's on my shirt today. Money Monster. is George Clooney plays a bombastic TV personality whose popular financial network show has made him the money whiz of Wall Street. But after he hawks a high-tech stock that mysteriously crashes, an irate investor played by Jack O'Connell, who we saw in Unbroken, right? a couple of years ago.
Great actor, by the way.
Yeah, very good actor. Mm-hmm. Takes him, his crew, and his ace producer, played by Julia Roberts, hostage live on the air. They must then find a way to keep themselves alive while simultaneously uncovering the truth behind a tangle of big money lies. Dave, this takes place in real time, right?
It does indeed. Live on the air.
Yeah. So now it opened up yesterday. Big cast, big director. Dave, I'm going to save my review till the end. What did you think of it?
Well, I actually liked it. What stuck out the most to me was not George Clooney, who I'm really a big fan of. I thought he did good. Mm-hmm. He's a good actor.
Good dancer, too.
Yeah, but I thought Julia Roberts had an excellent performance. I haven't seen her much in movies lately, but yeah. I thought she came back, and maybe she's done other movies. I haven't seen them, but I thought she was superb in her role.
Yeah.
A big role. I liked it. Her facial expressions were just significant. Sort of the little bit of chemistry going on between the two that no one knew about. Mm-hmm. They didn't know about. And that created some good moments, too. So overall, I think it sort of communicated, you know, a bit of corruption on Wall Street that we've been hearing about, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Bernie and the Donald. So it's a perfect timing for this movie to come out.
How many stars?
I'd give it 3.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Very good. Trisha, I understand that you saw it as well, and you were out till way after midnight. Or you came home after midnight. I don't know. We don't go into what else you did, but...
Exactly.
I know, and I told her to knock on the door when she gets back so I could open it.
Knock 3 times on the ceiling.
Knock yeah, exactly.
3 times on the ceiling if you want me.
Right. Okay, now...
All right, Jessica, I'm not going to mention songs anymore if you're going to keep singing.
I have not really been a George Clooney fan. Mm-hmm. I've always been a Julia Roberts fan. And I think in this movie...
You're
that
a convert.
I actually am... kind of liking George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with Dave. I think their relationship and the way it plays out on the screen was phenomenal. Understated, but phenomenal.
What's the guy that drives around and picks up stars and they singing karaoke in his car?
Jerry Seinfeld?
No. Yeah. He's on YouTube.
He's
all
English.
The time. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but they all do karaoke with him side by side in the car.
The last one I saw was he picked up Gwen Stefani and they were singing her music. And then they stopped and George Clooney got in. And then he made a phone call and then they stopped and picked up Julia Roberts and they're all singing Gwen Stefani music.
I love it. That's cool. Well, and they are good friends, and that's why I wasn't sure if the tension mm-hmm. that's there between them would play. It played phenomenally. I thought, but you know what? I got to give a shout out to Lenny. Lenny.
Yeah.
Now, I can't remember the actor's last name. I think it starts with a D like DeVito, but Lenny, you did a fantastic job playing Lenny, mm-hmm. the cameraman.
Yeah,
I thought he did a great job.
He used to be on The Neighbors.
O'Connell did a phenomenal job.
Mm-hmm.
I thought just the way that the emotions played on their faces, because you spend a lot of time looking at their faces.
Yeah.
I loved how there's that one part where Patty, Julia Roberts' character, says, Can you move in a little bit more because there's a shadow on his face?
Yeah.
It's like the director in her came out, and how that played too. There were so many phenomenal undertones, and I'm sorry, I'm giving this a 4.5 stars. The message behind it, the acting of it, the interplay of interpersonal relationships as well as interplay within yourself as to what's going on. O'Connell's portrayal, phenomenal. I thought it was a great movie. I really, really, really enjoyed it. And I went into it not thinking I would.
So let me see if I get this. So some guy makes an investment, loses his money, and takes George Clooney hostage?
Yes.
All right. So, I mean, come on. Who does that? Everybody loses money investing.
Well, this you have
to know the story behind it and what happened.
And we don't want to reveal that because that would be a spoiler.
And see the interplay within what's going on in his personal life and everything. But actually, when that comes to, you could actually see how that could happen. Yeah. And what the interesting thing about it is that how this opens up the eyes of the money monster to see when they said that something had happened and he was actually complicit in it without him, without knowing. And how that affected
yeah,
him.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just how the world works. There's, you know, look at Bernie Madoff. I mean, things like that. This stuff happens. And
exactly.
People don't go berserk over it.
Who's that cop?
But a lot of people, but actually a lot of people do go berserk over it. We just don't hear about it. Because it doesn't unravel on TV.
Right. They don't take over a TV host. Let's put it that way.
Radio host. Let's hope not.
Oh, yeah. What yeah. That? Ooh, what
by the way, Kathleen scared me because it looked like a cop was in here. Those,
I'll let her know that she's scary to you.
Well, those sunglasses look like cop glasses. You know?
Where?
You'll see her. Yeah, you'll see.
You thought she was a cop?
Yeah.
You don't know Kathleen?
I put my arms up in the air.
Are you worried about the cops?
Where's
I was
going to
say.
Oh, you just want to be frisked. Eric,
yeah, I was
going to
say, he's probably going
to
cuff me.
Ah, I see.
Yeah,
he wants to be handcuffed and frisked.
Oh, yeah. My
exactly.
God.
Well, it was.
You can't even wipe the smile off his face now.
Well, you couldn't in this movie either because
Trump doesn't have enough money that she would do that.
Jack, wow. Jack O'Connell does an excellent job. In Money Monster, all the acting is great.
Didn't they do a fantastic
job? Jack O'Connell is absolutely excellent.
Very good.
I love this actor.
Yeah.
But I did not like the movie 2 stars.
Yeah, I figured you probably didn't like it.
I went way over my head. I don't appreciate.
Well, okay.
Well, and the thing is, it's not as smart as it sets out to be.
It's, well, it's a little game showiness, you know.
Yeah,
I thought if they had a little more
unbelievable at times, way unbelievable
maybe more
at times.
Sophisticated. But they were trying to imitate maybe Mad Money on TV and you know, that type of format.
Yeah.
So I could see that
it was a little bit. It was imbalance between. It was trying to be smart, but it also was being showy and very theatrical and just entertainment value. So,
which what that show was all about.
I know. I didn't find the entertainment value in it. I was getting a little bit dozy while watching it because I just wasn't attaching
Dave.
To.
Exactly.
Yeah, like Dave, I wasn't attaching to all of the technical details. I really appreciated the acting, the performances, the hostage. I love anything that's real time. I love 24 and, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So Nick of Time.
Yes, yeah. So all of that stuff I really appreciated about the movie, but the technical details really took me out of it. And also something, and I've mentioned this before in certain movies, I didn't like the comedy mixed with the seriousness. Some of it was okay, like with the shadow that you mentioned, that was okay because that was all about the industry, the media industry and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, when something is going on in the closet
also,
or whatever.
But it was also a little bit of a turning point because
that was.
Right.
But I'm saying there's other comedic moments in the movie where it's like Jodie Foster was trying to break the tension, but the tension was so strong I didn't think it needed to be broken. When you're dealing with a hostage situation and someone has a gun to someone's head, some of the jokes I just didn't appreciate.
Well, and he never did bring up investing in the cream, so.
Yeah.
I agree with you. That was superfluous.
Right. So 2 stars for me, but I do agree that there are very positive qualities about it as well. So
did
we
you
have
like Julia Roberts?
Yeah, she did really well. George Clooney did well. I typically don't really like George Clooney either.
Okay.
I don't see the appeal as much as anyone else.
I thought he was able to have, because everything I've seen him in before, I was just kind of like, you know, he's kind of playing himself in a way.
Yeah.
But
Hail Caesar.
I didn't even see that because
like
it just looked so stupid. I was like, I'm not even gonna watch that.
No.
But sorry, but that's what I feel. But I love Julia Roberts. But this time, I felt like the change on his face. I thought it took you when he made that change from being a showman, a shallow showman, to the realization of how hollow he was and that he needed to make that change.
That's a good point, actually.
You actually saw that change on his face. They didn't have to throw it at you and, oh, I'm going to change my way, that type of thing. No, you just saw it happen and you felt that a part of that.
Yeah.
And I think Jodie Foster captured that phenomenally well.
Yeah.
That's why I gave it a really high rating because I really, really did enjoy it. And I was surprised I did. I went in there not expecting to.
Well, we're going to take a break because we got a guest coming up after the break. To give you a hint, it has something to do with two broke girls. Sophie, I'm going to leave it at that. Sophie might be joining us. But
might be.
Yes, you'll see. Barrett Strong singing us into the break. Money, that's what I want.
It is?
That's what I want.
But money can't buy you love.
Money makes the world go round, baby.
Can money buy you love?
No.
No?
Well, on Van Buren it can.
No, I think overall there are possibilities.
There are?
Maybe not, but this is...
Well, we're only a block away.
Hey, that's right. Why don't you do a test run?
I will. I'll be right back.
Hey,
you know
we could do film. We could film it.
You could.
Oh, that would make us inappropriate.
Yes.
Okay, this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.